up. Yeah, it's the end of the show. Heat Factory, Owen, doing a solo episode by myself. Late night. So, no, Rob and I are not, it's not like a breakup like that. Like, I don't have any ill will towards Rob. Rob and I are still friends. But the reason why we're calling it quits is that I called Rob about 2 months ago, and we just had too many episodes kind of sitting in the docket, and it's just been such a low priority for the both of us. Neither one of us can get around to editing an episode, which is funny. And me personally, I won't speak too much on behalf of Rob. I've lost a lot of interest in the game, at least playing the game itself. I've been watching our friends do really well. I've been keeping up with, like, Frank got second at EASE with WizmaCon. That was really cool to watch. Watch him do Frank things and build Frank decks and do extremely well. And then Jesse, I mean, Jesse's my favorite player. And I always root for Jesse. And one day he's going to get that big breakout. He got robbed, unfortunately. He did get top 32, which is still really good in the modern era. New Jersey with Mew VMAX. And I'm really rooting for him to get like a really good placement. But, yeah, me personally, I'm not playing that much. I played an event in Kentucky, a Card Trooper, and that was fun, and I liked the format of it. It was reminding me of Pokemon States. If you played back in 2016, I believe that was, like, the last year they ran at States. It was only a few rounds of Best of One, and I personally like playing Best of One. I hate playing Best 2 out of 3. It's grueling, and it drags on. And if you get to the top 8, then it's Best of 3, and that's great. I like playing those. I guess it's, like, essentially, like, playing, like, a giant League Cup. At this point, I guess a few more rounds. I think like 7's like the best number. Like playing like 9 rounds at a regionals for 14 hours, like that just doesn't appeal to me anymore as I'm like approaching 30 and like getting not that great of sleep. And I you know, whatever, it's a young man's game anyways. I'm not playing any IRL events. I'm not testing with anybody IRL. I haven't bought cards since like Chilling Rain. And I haven't played that much TCGO because there hasn't been IRL events in like two years. And by the time IRL events came around and I've been working so many hours, I just don't want to, and I want to do well at IRL events. I just don't want to test. And I know that like, that's not feasible anymore. I kind of learned my lesson the hard way in like 2019, where I thought I could roll up like I did back in the day and test very little. And then just, that's top 64 for me. No, that doesn't happen anymore in the modern era. You got to practice. You got to play quite a bit to keep up with the curve nowadays. So I haven't been playing, I haven't been practicing, and so what ultimately kind of killed this podcast, we were doing so well, Rob and I were doing great, we were doing super when we were both doing this in person, and we were interviewing guests in person, like we had Andrew, we were actually in the room with Andrew when we interviewed Andrew, and when we interviewed AJ about how to run tournaments, it was like, yeah, that like this doing podcasts in real life was really fun, and it was fun to do. And so, and ultimately when he moved, it kind of sucked, but yeah, like we were still making it work. We could still do the online episodes and they were working, but then ultimately IRL got shut down by COVID, and that really killed the momentum of our podcast. Because if you haven't noticed yet, Heat Factory Podcast is not like a tournament week to week meta evaluation or set review kind of thing. It's more of, we focus on like the overall arching themes of Pokemon, the trading card game itself, like how to run tournaments or how to create content or how to really do well at like League Cups or how to do well at regionals. Just stuff that is, you could go back, you could take these episodes back in a time machine 4 years and you could listen to them and they would still be applicable then. And then if you even like, you come back to these episodes 4 years from now and they still are good 4 years from now. And that's what ultimately we wanted to do, and that was the goal that Rob and I wanted to do. We didn't want to do a meta forecast like Rob and I mean, there's podcasts out there right now that have like regional champions on them, and they're doing weekly podcasts and they're really interesting. But like Rob and I, I personally don't play enough to do a weekly podcast. I mean, we could get people in every week, but then that's just another constraint. But Rob and I were really super interested in doing like these macro level episodes and these topics. And that's what I think we strived in, and that was our kind of our niche. But when COVID came around, then the tournament scene was the online scene. And it's like, what do you want to talk about in online? Do you want to talk about prize pools? Do you want to talk about like what topics were really, so the scope was really limited by online. I feel like personal events, there's so much to talk about, and online you're really limited on what you can talk about. So I think ultimately that kind of was one of the reasons why the Heat Factory kind of it fizzled because online was the prevalent and there was no IRL in tournaments. And the other thing was, is that some of the online stuff or announcement videos that we were doing, and we were like, oh, we should do like a prediction on what happens in TCG Live. And then the problem was that TCG Live, we would like record the episode, and then TCG Live would like announce what was entailed. Like, we were predicting like, oh, Rob, wouldn't it be really cool if they did like a dust crafting system like Hearthstone, or wouldn't it be cool if they had ranked ladder? And then we would sit on the episode, and we would like, Rob did like an excellent job editing episodes to make us like not sound really dumb. I mean, you could hear all the likes, ums, and uhs, and the pauses and stuff like that. And he would chop it all up and make us sound really smart. We're not doing like a live episode recording, and a lot of our episodes are very, very finely crafted. But the problem is, like, when you do that, it does take time. It takes time to edit episodes like that. And when the podcast is such a low priority, eventually you'll get around to it. But the problem with eventually getting around to it is that thing actually comes out. So like, we were doing a TCG Live predictions, and then it would sat on the cutting room floor, and then eventually Rob and I wouldn't be able to get around to editing it in time, and then TCG Live announcement would come out, and then it's like, well, do you really want to put out a predictions after the fact that we know what's all going to be in TCG Live? Nah, it's not going to be, it's not as evergreen as we would want it to be. It was cool, and that's kind of like an episode that we wanted to put out. Since there wasn't a whole lot happening, we were kind of limited on our topics, and then stuff like that would happen, and it would just like kind of like, oh, like that doesn't make me feel like that doesn't do it for me. But anyways, yes. Yeah, so what's gonna happen with the Heat Factory podcast? Well, if Rob and I ever want to go back into business together, I mean, hell, we could just open up the Heat Factory podcast and we could just get rid of this episode. But I think ultimately, I think one or both of us are not going to be recording podcasts anymore. Since I've lost interest in IRL and I'm not going to play IRL, it's like, well, do I really want to record episodes and make content for a thing that I can't even intend? So I'm like, yeah. So, but I told Rob, and Rob both, we both mutually agreed that if we get back into business together, maybe we just start Heat Factory again. But if one of us go back into business, like if Rob wants to do recording episodes with Jesse and John or Frank, or all four of them want to do episodes of a podcast, then hey, they can put it here. I have no problem I have no problem putting it on the Heat Factory podcast feed. I just, it's just Rob and I, Heat Factory was our thing, so, and if I do, like, if I get the energy to, the interest to come back into IRL, and I want to play IRL, and I want to test again, and me and Jesse want to do a podcast, or me and John, or me and Frank, or whoever, or the four of us do want a podcast, and then Rob's busy not doing the podcast, I'm not going to do Rob, like, dirty and call it Heat Factory, because it really isn't Heat Factory. If it's not both of us, if it's not me and Rob, it's not really Heat Factory. So I'll rebrand it as something else. And so this feed will operate as almost like a network, and it'll just be like a Heat Factory podcast network. And then even if it's Rob doing a solo episode, and like if I'm doing a solo podcast by myself and I don't want anybody else on, and if Rob's doing a group episode, whatever, we can run two tandem podcasts together. Or if Rob and I want to get back together, we can always just run it as Heat Factory again. It's not a big deal. And we both mutually agree. We both have access to the podcast feed, but no, Rob and I are not breaking up because we had some sort of like weird falling out. It's just that we're just two busy guys. That's it. That's really why the show is ending. And I feel like if we just kind of leave it without like a nice little capstone, then yeah, it doesn't feel right. But anyways, I want to thank everybody for supporting us. And any sort of updates or anything like that, just follow Twitter. I do frequent it from time to time. It's me doing the Twitter. I know Rob kind of dabbles in just a tiny bit, but it's going to mostly be me. And so if any future updates will be definitely be there, it'll be at Heat Factory Pod, at least for now. But or check this podcast feed, I guess, for future updates. But anyways, thanks, guys. It was great. We had a great run. It's a shame that this is how it's got to go down, but all good things have come to an end. You don't want to be like The Walking Dead. Why is that show still going? That show has been running to the ground, man. Like I stopped watching that show like years ago. But anyways, yeah, that was my weird tangent. But yes, thanks everybody. I really appreciate all the downloads and all the follows and all the support and the tweets and all the cool memes that we made. I mean, Chester Wakefield, man, we made up a freaking made-up player, and if it caught on. But anyways, yeah, so I guess this is pretty much my sign-off. Peace.